I'm such a huge Beatles fan, it's nearly impossible for me to narrow down a favorite album. I love them all for different reasons. I'm looking through you. But Rubber Soul really opened my ears to new-sounding music. Beatle producer George Martin seemed to grow and mature alongside the band's remarkable songwriting and astonishing production techniques. Interest in new, more sophisticated sounding songs, and after their tour of America, when the Beatles met Bob Dylan, the Byrds, and the Beach Boys, their writing began showing more intensive introspection and thought. It wasn't just love songs from them anymore, it moved towards poetry and politics. They began to record and experiment with exotic instrumentation. Norwegian Wood had a sitar. No rock band or pop song ever featured a sitar before that song. Arguably, by using a sitar on that track, George Harrison introduced world music to our ears for the very first time. So many different musical styles from the opening track. I've just seen the face, a bit of a country and western, almost bluegrass feel, giving the album a strong acoustic touch with a nod to folk rock, which was immensely popular then. George Harrison's song Think for Yourself was the first of George's songs not to be a love song. All the songs on Rubber Soul were under 2 minutes 45 seconds, with only one song at 3 minutes 19 seconds, the song You Won't See Me. And the song Michelle was done in finger-picking style on guitar. Urban legend has it that Paul McCartney played all the instruments and, with overdubbing, sang backing vocals too. All very progressive, along with their multi-layered tape abstractions and reversed vocals. Rubber Soul was the group's first release not to have their name, The Beatles, on the cover. Very avant-garde for 1965. Eight months after this album's release, the Beatles would play their last concert, August 29th, 1966, in San Francisco. John, Paul, George, and Ringo as a touring band, a very short-lived phenomenon. Oh, I know I'll never lose affection. Rubber Soul was the first hint of what we would hear on their next two albums, Revolver and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I've still got a very clean copy of Rubber Soul on vinyl. It was such a breakthrough record for me. It's aged very well over the last five decades. Still sounds great today. In my life, I love you more.